I'm Devin Yamanaka, and joining us right now is afternoon news anchor Randall White for his regular segment called Shared Spaces. And today we're looking at the popular issue of our vaccination status. Randall, tell us a little bit more about that.
We know that soon, Devin, in California, access to more maskless social settings will depend on one's vaccination status. But deciding whether to ask for or share that information could be tricky. And in some settings, it may not even be practical to check everyone's status.
So to learn more about how willing people are to share their status, you spoke with some women who meet up regularly for a neighborhood walks in downtown Sacramento.
That's right, Devin. You hear those footsteps? Well, those are being made by Pamela Gustava and Shannon Brinkley, who manage walking groups through the online social platform Meetup. We came together at Fremont Park just before a sunset walk they had planned, and listen to how one of the women introduced herself to me.
I'm Shannon. Hi, nice to meet you. By the way, I've been vaccinated. It's one of the first things I say nowadays because I wear my mask around my neck like this, but I still don't want to freak people out, so I usually start with, I've been vaccinated.
So Shannon says her willingness to share her vaccination status with me is not unique, that people who join her group for walks often share their status in much the same way.
So Shannon is an example of someone who just puts it out there, but what about when you're around people who you don't know very well and you want to ask about their status?
Well, that's a little trickier. I spoke with a different Shannon, Dr. Shannon Suo, who is a psychiatrist at UC Davis Med Center, and I asked her psychologically why some people might be willing to get into that conversation and why others may not.
I think that very much depends on the kind of person that you are. Some people are going to place a higher value of their own health over the social awkwardness of asking the question, or they may not even see that it's socially awkward.
I imagine that getting into a vaccine conversation could also kind of bring on some political discussions, and maybe people want to avoid that.
Yeah, you nailed it, Devin. In fact, Dr. Suo says the COVID vaccines have created a unique political divide as far as vaccine history goes. She says if you know somebody is on the far end of that decision spectrum, odds of changing their point of view are slim. So you may want to save your energy if you find yourself engaging in that discussion.
That's a good point. So that's the psychology around the whole vaccine thing. But what about the etiquette of talking to people about vaccine status?
Well, for that, we turn to Angie Allison. She's a master etiquette trainer based in Sacramento and founder of Daily Protocol, an etiquette development service. She says if you're going to start probing people's vaccination status, then
know your audience. If you're standing in the grocery store line, you're making small talk with somebody that you don't know very well, or you're in a conversation with folks that you don't know well, it's absolutely inappropriate.
But Devin, she says, if you're with family or, say, good friends where you know a conversation like this is 100% comfortable, then go ahead and dive in.
Let's say that you're not directly asking about someone's status, but you want to share your own, and maybe by doing so, it kind of encourages other people to share theirs.
Right. Well, honestly, this is a tactic that I've tried, and I've seen firsthand that it could work. Angie Allison says that it meets the etiquette test. I was happy to hear that. So long as you're doing it in an indirect manner.
You just kind of have to test the water. Some people, you may get those signals that this is not an okay topic. Just use your nonverbal and your emotional empathy and your insight and your intuition and that sort of thing.
She also says if you're hosting a social gathering, be clear with your invitations about the vaccination guidelines. And if you're an invited guest and you're not comfortable with the safety measures, it's perfectly okay to decline. And the host should be respectful of that. We've just, after all, been through more than a year of a very severe, very deadly pandemic.
Randall White with this week's Shared Spaces discussion. Thanks for including me in the conversation.
Always great to chat with you, Devin.